This week, we're looking at young Americans who've ended up on the battlefields of Syria and Iraq. The concern is that some might return to the United States.
But it is not easy to distinguish those who pose a threat from those who do not. For example, today, NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has the story of a 25-year-old Yemeni-American from Brooklyn. His friends say he went to Syria largely out of religious obligation. U.S. officials are trying to understand what he did there and what he might do next.
Mocha Hookah is a little Middle Eastern restaurant and cafe on Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn. Walk inside and there's Arabic music, soccer games on flat-screen televisions, and a hookah, or water pipe, at every table. You just put a little flavored tobacco on top and inhale. If you narrow your eyes, the cafe looks like it's been transplanted from Yemen. The drawings on the wall are of camels and caravans. Older men shuffle in and order their hummus lunch in Arabic, and students wearing Mets jerseys and Free Gaza bracelets lounge around the padded booths in the evenings to smoke hookah and finish their homework.
Yeah, like a lot of people come. I have a lot of college students come. I have a lot of people. I mean, I know a lot of people because this area is popular, especially for Yemenis. This area is very popular.
That's Layla. She's Yemeni-American and covered head to foot in a headscarf and an abaya. Well, almost head to foot. She's wearing flip-flops, and her toes are painted with blue, sparkly polish. She only wanted her first name used to protect her privacy. New York City detectives started coming into Mocha Hookah Cafe about 6 months ago. That's when they started looking for a 20-something named Ahmed Al-Moflihi. He was a regular at the cafe. His younger brother had made Mocha Hookah his home away from home. In fact, Layla helped him with his homework so he could finish high school.
We were studying the difference between socialism and capitalism. So there was a lot of words in there. I had to, like, explain them to him, a lot of big words.
Sometime last year, people noticed that Ahmed Al-Moflihi had stopped coming around.
Everybody said, like, he went to Syria, he went to go fight, stuff like that, and then he went to Yemen and stuff like that, and then everybody was just, like, suddenly looking for him.
By everybody looking for him, she really means the NYPD. Yemenis and others in Brooklyn who knew the brothers say the police asked a lot of questions like how often Moflihi went to the mosque, who did he spend time with, had anyone heard from him recently. Investigators already knew the answers to a lot of those questions because Moflihi had provided them himself on his Facebook page. That's from one of the Facebook videos. It shows a man in uniform surrounded by more than a dozen young fighters holding AK-47s. The camera pans down the line of fighters and rests for a moment on Moflihi's face. He raises his weapon and joins the cheering. Moflihi's video suggests that he joined the Omar al-Mukhtar Battalion. It has ties to the Free Syrian Army. That's the rebel group the U.S. supports in its fight against the Syrian government. People who know Moflihi say he went to fight in Syria because the regime there was killing women and children, and he thought it was his Muslim duty to help.
Many who went to Syria were not, are not even radicals or even Islamists.
That's Andrew Tabler from the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
Many that went to Syria have helped in hospitals, or even those that have gone to fight have joined nationalist brigades.
The nationalist brigades are focused on toppling the Syrian regime, as opposed to setting up an Islamic state. This is one of the group's videos that Moflihi posted. It shows a bunch of young men training, rifles in hand. And what caught the eye of investigators was that Moflihi appeared to be more than just a regular recruit in the video. He appeared to be leading other men. Moflihi didn't stay in Syria long. After 2 months of fighting, he met a Syrian refugee, married her, and moved with her to Yemen. And that's where he is now. A recent classified NYPD briefing said, quote, "Tens of New Yorkers have gone to Syria to fight. The national total is more than 140. That number has more than doubled since January.
Given the volume of people who may be going abroad and coming back, it's simply going to be difficult, if not impossible, to track the movements of every U.S. person who goes into Syria to fight with one of these groups.
Neil McBride was the U.S. attorney in Virginia and tried a Syrian terrorism case last year.
And that's why there's this bright line rule saying thou shalt not go to Syria to fight.
Law enforcement officials say the FBI has opened a formal investigation into Ahmed al-Muflihi. Officials wouldn't say what the charges were. Just having fought in Syria now may be enough. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.